Blog Talk Radio.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up nigga. On a scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up nigga. I'm no-
Yo! What's happening there, good folks? It's your man, Goosebump Gun. If you're just now hearing me, my bad, I had technical difficulties. I don't know what happened. I honestly don't know what happened. Have extra money, you on the line?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, again, welcome to the show, folks. Of course, this is the Off Ramp, April 15th, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern. Feel free to call in 646-915-8680. Hope you guys enjoyed your weekend. Hope everybody had a good weekend. I know it's been a tough day. We'll jump right on into it, man. It's been a tough day, man. That bombing in Boston is just a sad story, you know. It just to get prayers to everybody in the Boston area, to that family who lost that 8-year-old child, man. That's just heart wrenching, man. The child doesn't just now starting her life, his or her. I wasn't sure if it was a girl or not. Just now starting his life, and now it's over. And the fact that, you know, the family has to live with the fact that some moron put a bomb in a trash can and took that child's life before it even got a chance to see, you know, that child could have been someone great. Could have been the next president. Could have been the next Nobel Peace Prize person. And that life was lost. And it's sad beyond belief, man. So I just want to give prayers to the folks that's in Boston. If you know someone that got hurt, you know someone that was lost. And, you know, prayers are with you, man. It's a scary world out there. That's why we have our faith, man. It's a better place later. You see, was you following the news today on that M-Extra?
Nah, man. I mean, it's crazy, though, man. Sad, man. I don't know, man. This world's coming. This world's crazy, yo. It's crazy, yo. It's my heart and prayers go out there. All those families up in Boston, man.
Yeah, definitely. Got the professional on the line. The professional, what's going on, bro?
Just hanging out, man. Glad to be here. You know, not much you can say on a day like this, but felt like I should call in, hear some familiar voices.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, we're not going harp on it. It's a day of reflection, you know, day of love. So all you can do is tell your family and friends, kiss your kids, kiss the baby, so everybody you love them, man. You know, you got to pray. You know, the world is scary, man, but you know, it's been like that since biblical times, man. You got to keep it pushing, man. Do what you can to help out people whenever you can. And just try to live your life. So we're just going to go ahead and jump in some topics. Again, I'm not trying to make light of the Boston situation, but I'm also not trying to be here and harp on that and shed tears and worry about our kids dying and all that stuff, man. Leave that to your personal life. But if you want to call up and talk about it, call up. The off-ramp, we don't run from nothing. You know what I mean? 646-915-8680. First topic I wanted to get into, Brittany Griner picked number one by the Phoenix Mercury, probably the most famous college basketball player this year. Number one overall pick. Does anyone care? Would anyone watch her again? Nope.
Nah. I mean, it's WNBA. Not fair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just so sad, yeah. You know, my wife thinks I'm sexist. Yeah. I'm really not. Yeah. I wish women's basketball would get more publicity, but I just know it won't. Yeah, you know, it's just so sad. Today
yeah,
is
they were
Jackie
all first take though. They got first take love today. I said they did get first take love. Yeah. So I mean, and she did. I know we were talking about it last week. She did say she would not shy away from competing with men. If her opportunity had, basically presented itself, she would not shy away. So
she get beat up. I hope she does shy away. I just hope for her sake.
I'm just saying she did address it.
What'd she say?
She
addressed it at today when she got drafted.
On first take. On first take, Skip asked her about the Mark Cuban offer, and she was like, "Yeah, if that was if he gave me the opportunity, I definitely would go out there and try to compete. I feel like women can compete with men." Blah blah blah. I gave it all that. So,
women can compete. And I honestly believe, my wife thinks I'm sexist, but I think I'm just honest. I believe women can compete with men in all types of anything in this world except for when it comes to just physical. I mean, testosterone is just a real thing. I believe a woman can be president, even though I'm scared of it. I think a woman can run a business. A woman can be Fortune 500. A woman can be a doctor. Anything she wants in the world. But 9 times out of 10, you take the best woman fighter against the best man fighter, the best man's fighter going to win just because it's testosterone. They were just physically more dominant. You know, God made women to be, have kids and all this stuff. It's a lack of testosterone. It's more estrogen.
Yeah.
So something like a sport, they're just not going to be physically built enough. Unless, of course, today's medicine, unless you were born with a meat and got it removed, got that joint tucked in, then you might be able to compete, but then I don't consider you a woman.
I guess.
What you think, Brian? You think women can compete with men in all sports?
Nah, I think due to their smaller brain size, it handicaps them.
Smaller brain size, yeah.
No, I mean, it's funny because you have daughters, I got daughters. You want to say yes, but the answer is just no. I will say this. If there is a sport that, I mean, all sports are pretty much physical, but let's say you can take some sports and say, okay, women could compete with men. Like, could Serena beat 50% of professional women or professional men in tennis? I would say so, but could, this basketball chick you're talking about play in the NBA? Absolutely not. So I think there's some sports, maybe they have a better shot and they'll be able to beat some men, but NBA,
right.
NFL, that's just ridiculous.
Do you think Serena could beat 50% of men in tennis that play professional tennis?
Yeah, I'm not 70.
I think she can compete. Yeah, I mean, quite honestly, I think she can. I mean,
compete?
She hits the ball just as hard as they do. Yeah, so she used to return it. So I think, but to touch on another thing, the chick, I forgot the chick name that was from Delaware. I forgot the white chick. I don't know. She probably went 2 or 3. I'm not sure what else, but she was projected to go. But she made up a good point about how she, because basically when they proposed it to her, she was like, she was like, no, I don't believe that. Basically saying the same thing you said, Gunn. But her point was, it was kind of a good one too, because she basically said, why is it that we always got to be compared to men? Like in terms of basketball. And she brought up tennis. Like, tennis has their own thing. Golf has their own thing. Softball, baseball, no one's talking about can a softball player pitch in the major league. No one says, basically, until Brandon just brought it up, can Serena beat men? You know what I mean? Yeah, they had that girl tennis try to go into the PGA, but they weren't really comparing her to Tiger and asking her if she can beat Tiger. You know what I mean? But
that's why they don't compare, because it's not even a chance. Now, I don't know about Serena. I don't know enough about tennis. I know Serena's thick as a motherfucker. I'm pretty sure she could squat 405. So I don't know how the tennis stats match up. But I know a woman couldn't compete with a golf guy just because she couldn't. She couldn't get on the greens as much because she can't drive the ball as much. Women just aren't physically able to play football. I don't think women are physically able to play basketball. Tennis, I don't know.
Right. No, I agree. I mean, I don't know. That's just what she said. I was just bringing it up. Validate both sides.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing it. I give women the props who want to go out there and try to do it for some charity, have the battle of the sexes. My wife back here saying that women can compete. They've had battle of the sexes, and they've won, but I don't believe it. because she's just pro woman. She don't even get perms no more, man. She done fallen off.
Well, I'll say like this. I think women can compete, but I think as the sport gets more physical, it falls off. Like, take something like pool. You know, you got, you know, what's that lady's name? I mentioned the Black Widow.
Black Widow. Yeah,
she could beat all types of men in pool. You know that I would consider that a sport. You know,
right.
You know.
I would.
So,
that ain't a damn sport.
Yes, it is.
What are you talking about?
They're playing pool is not a sport.
Well, so define a sport then.
So
define a sport.
A sport is an athletic event that tests your strength, agility, stamina, all in a controlled environment. That's to me is a sport. Like you have to have that. Like I don't even consider running 100 a sport. I believe any dummy can run. It don't take any athletics. You know. Well, I don't consider. I don't consider it a sport.
So
I think any dummy
a sport. You say
hold up. Did this man just throw track and field, the oldest sport in the world, out of
there? I'm ready. I hang up the phone. Yeah, we ready.
I mean, you can hang up the phone, but look, what I'm telling you is, I don't believe in like running 100 is a sport. Now I get
track and field.
I get high jump people their props. I give long jump people their props. But if you're just running a straight line, I don't really consider that a sport. Any once you turn 2, you know how to run.
Yeah, you're parsing the whole sport though. That's like me saying I don't consider a kicker an athlete. But I'll consider a lineman, a receiver. They still have to. You know, they got to kick a ball 60-something yards. Can you do it? You were a lineman. You consider yourself an athlete. Can you kick a ball 62 yards? Can you go 8 for 30 from 30 yards?
Yeah, if you ask me a question, you got to let me answer. How many questions are you going to ask me? Can we just get through one?
You didn't let me finish my question, yo. Now you can answer.
You said, can you kick a ball 60 yards? Can you do that? At that point, your question's over. So can I kick a ball 60 yards? No, but just because I can't hit a 60-yard field goal doesn't mean I'm not an athlete. But just because you can kick a ball long doesn't mean you're an athlete either. It just means you can know how to kick.
You're talking on both sides of your mouth at this point, yeah?
No, so we're not talking about whether the individual is an athlete. We're talking about whether the activity they're doing represents a sport.
Right.
No,
right.
That represents a sport.
Yeah. And back to his original definition, it takes strength, agility, all it comes up in a controlled environment. And so kicking, there's just some strength. You got to have some kind of leg strength to kick it that far. You got to have some kind of accuracy, precision. You got to have some kind of, like, agility to swing your leg. Soccer.
You don't have that
more
damn agility.
You're going to miss the ball. You got to have coordination.
We had a dude named.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we had a dude named Shanko as our kicker. What kicker? We had Franco as our kicker. He was solid. He was a kicker for a Division I program, and he was nowhere near an athlete.
So does that mean our football program is not a sport? Does that mean our football program is not a sport? You're changing the argument. So the original argument was.
No. I don't think the activity of kicking is a sport. I mean, football in general is a sport, and kicking is hard. But I wouldn't consider like I said, track and field to me is a sport, but running 100 to me isn't a sport. All you're doing is running in a straight line. It doesn't take anything to do that.
What are you talking about?
What if you do it really, really fast?
What are you talking about?
That's just God-given talent.
What if you do it really, really fast?
That's just God-given talent and steroids, yo. Look at Usain Bolt, yo. Steroids.
Yeah, first of all,
he eats yams.
Yeah, that's like you just said, just running in a straight line. That's like me saying a lineman isn't because all you got to do is put your hands up and make contact with somebody. Well,
you
won't be a great lineman, but you can put your hands up and make contact with somebody.
No, you can't. That has nothing. It has more to do with football.
No, they're going to run through you. They're going to run through you, but you got to still put my hands up.
All right, let's flip it then.
So let me. You guys are talking over each other. Let me flip. Let me throw a question out to both of y'all. So let's look at Olympic gymnasts, okay? So at that point, I know there's men's and there's females. At that point, would you say that the female U.S. team are better than the men's U.S. team? Which the answer is obviously yes, but that's my point. Females can still compete given the sport, and there's no way you can tell me that gymnastics is not a sport. And
I wouldn't say that. It's more of a sport than running 100.
Okay, gotcha. So my point is that who would you consider better? Do you think the female gymnast team can compete with the male gymnast team?
No. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough about the sport to know how they scored.
You didn't watch the Olympics?
Yeah, I watched it, but I don't know how they came up with the scores they got. You act like you know when they was doing all that dancing gay shit that you know what score they was going to get. You were waiting just like me, waiting to see what score they put in. I was like, all right, I guess that's right.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Yeah.
They hold up that card at the end, and you'd be like, yeah, that was about an 8. Yeah, they right. You right.
But that Russian lady was like, yeah, they got robbed. I was like, she did? What happened?
But I think it's clear that, you know, the U.S. female team had a bunch of gold medals, and the men's team, they were falling off of the ball, they were falling off of stuff, falling on their face, dropping stuff. So it was just pure, it was just pathetic. So my point is that in given certain sports, females can compete, obviously. I mean, just because, you know, they're better at some things. But, I mean, if it's football, basketball, something like that, and obviously that's harder to do just because of the nature of the sport. But, I mean, who, you know, take it to field hockey or something that only females play. Like, I mean, you got to give it to females at some point. There's got to be some sports that they have to be better at.
Go ahead, Mexer, what you got?
Yeah, I'm just baffled, yo. I have no words, yo. Like, yo, like, you're lunching right now, yo, with this whole, you just can run in the straight, anybody can run in a straight line, yo. And anybody, yo, that's not a sport, yo. Like, I don't even know how to comment on this stuff, yo. Like, I think all of that's a sport.
So do you think bowling is a sport?
Yes. Are you kidding me?
I don't.
Yeah, exactly, you don't. Because you know what? Because you don't bowl, and you've never bowled in a tournament. And you've never had
so
a bowl
because you're making no sense.
I'm just saying you're not making no sense. You can make it about all me right. being angry all you want just because I say you're not saying
it. I'm just listening to you.
I'm telling you right now that I'm not angry, but I don't see your point as making any sense. That's why I just say you were lunching.
Yo, only because I look at it like this. I look like this. If you don't have to be in any athletic type of shape to do something, it's just an activity. You don't have to be in shape to bowl. You can smoke a cigarette.
Well,
Hold on, let me bowl in a tournament.
Because you're talking about something that you've never done. That's like a bowler calling. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, you've never done it. You keep talking to me like you're a professional bowler. I bowl in the same lane as you. I'm on the same line as you. I got a free ball at the same year with you. You ain't denying me. You ain't nothing.
So are you angry? Because you're the one yelling right now.
I don't even know why you're yelling
because no one was even trying to talk over you. But I have bowled in the league, and I have bowled in tournaments.
I bowled in the league, too.
Despite what you think.
I bowled in the league, too.
That was a fun league, though. We were smoking blacks, drinking beers. Okay, listen. I'm gonna tell you how much strain it puts on your shoulders when you have to bowl three-game series three times a day to get into a tournament and then repeat that same thing the following day. So that strain is itself. And still have to swing the ball. Like, I mean.
Look, if you can smoke cigarettes bowling, then it's not a sport.
What are you talking about? You can smoke. We smoke weed when we play football, so that's not a sport.
Y'all smoke weed. My piss was clean when I played football.
You smoke blacks then.
The whole time you played football at Towson,
you smoked blacks then.
It's not true at all.
That's not a sport then. Wow.
Not true.
Brandon, that's not true?
Yeah, you did come in your freshman year, only one knew how to champ a black.
But not during the week, though. I might smoke a black stack night
during the week. That just sounded like a lie. No, I mean, not during the week.
Yo,
come on,
yo.
You fucking kidding me, yo.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, you have to physically, be in shape to, to run track. I mean, I won't deny that. But you don't have to physically be in shape to bowl. It's not that deep. Like, all you're doing is rolling a ball down an aisle and trying to knock down pins, yo. That's all you're doing. It's not a sport. Playing pool isn't a sport. All you're doing is knocking a cue ball and knowing geometry. It's not that deep. So that's why I don't consider it a sport, yo. If you ain't got to get in shape for it, yo, I mean, if you want to get your shoulder in shape, just beat off.
All right.
So, what you think?
Exactly.
What you think, Brandon? You think bowling is a sport and pool is a sport?
Yeah, I was watching, and you caught me on an off day to get in this argument because I saw a preview of Brian Gumbel, Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. And if you really think about, like, you know, you ever watch that Real Sports with Brian Gumbel?
Yeah, it's a great
song. Yeah. And what he talks about, it's almost like if you watch, like, Discovery Channel, History Channel, like the history of sport in itself is unreal. Like, the stuff that goes on, like, you've got racial barriers being broken down. You've got, you know, like, male-female barriers being broken down. You got records being broken. You've got new sports being created. So, to me, like, there's a lot of things that I would consider a sport just because of, is there teamwork involved? Is there, is there a mental challenge? Is there a physical challenge? Is there this? Is there that? You know, some stuff that that's not football or basketball or baseball, you know, most people think it's not a sport. But you look at, like, some of the oldest sports in the history. Like, you look at something like wrestling, you know, stuff like lacrosse, stuff that, soccer, the biggest sport on the planet Earth that we don't even care about in this country. So it's crazy.
Right.
So for me, I think, yes, if you can run in a straight line very fast, that's absolutely a sport. So, I'm with him extra money on this one.
That's cool, man. Hey, that's twice the offer. So would y'all get – so are chess players sports?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call it a sport, but it's definitely a thing.
See, me, I look at playing chess. Spelling bee contest, all that to me is just an activity. Yo. It reminds me of, like, bowling and playing pool. Yo. It's a fun activity. Don't get me wrong. You got to practice and be real nice at it to make some money playing poker. It's just an activity. You know what I mean?
You said it yourself. I think you take what you just said. I think if there's an activity that you put in a lot of work and you put in, enough work where you can make some money out of it, then, yeah, it can become a sport. I mean, there's a lot of people who are out there playing football that I wouldn't consider what they're doing a sport. But, if you put in work and you do this, you do that, it becomes a sport. So,
yeah,
I mean, just like you said, we had a kick in Yurchenko.
I guess my whole thing is that I'll define anything that takes some level of skill with an activity component, with an active component to it. So, and that definition, I wouldn't categorize chess with it because it's not really active. Like, it's not like you're exerting any energy. Pool, you exert energy, believe it or not. And so does track, you're exerting energy. And so is any other thing that you think of. Kickers are exerting energy. They have to run. They have to count steps. So not just strength and not just speed, but just any kind of exertion of energy along with some kind of agility, and it takes some kind of skill to do, I consider that a sport. So.
Let me ask you this. Do y'all consider, the competitive eating a sport?
I think you're exerting energy, so I would say that is, but I don't think it's on the same level as what we're talking about. Like, I'm not going to put that in the same level as a football, baseball, soccer, track, all the other kinds of gymnastics and stuff. I just think it's a component of a sport that's in a different, like, category.
Yeah, I feel like you're dancing around. I just want to know if it's a sport or not.
Yeah. I said it's a different category. I said I would consider a sport, but just not in the same category as, like, all the other sports that we named.
So you think competitive eating is a sport. What about you, Mr. Professional?
I feel like if somebody's putting it, if you're practicing, if you're trying to get the, you're mastering the art, the science of it, you're trying to get better at it, then yeah, it can be a sport. I think the definition of a sport isn't just what we think it is. You know, it's not just, oh, you know, do you have to jump really high or run really fast or get really tired, then it's a sport. That's not the case. You know, I think it's if you have to work at something to make yourself better at it, then it's got to be a sport. I think the definition can be used loosely. I feel like, yeah, if you're out at the bar eating wings, that's not a sport. But if you're trying to make money off of it, you're practicing, you're getting better, you're doing things methodically, you know, it can become a sport. So I'll give it to it. I'll say, yeah.
The thing is, though, yeah, we got to separate the two. We got to separate the whole leisure activities. Everything can be played leisurely. You know what I mean? We can go out and play pickup game of football. That don't mean that we're actually athletic enough to play college football. So when we say, yeah, I go and play pool, and I go and eat some wings at the bar, and I go and you know, shoot around the basketball, yeah, we're playing a sport, right? But to say, like, we can compete on that elite level, that's totally different. Like, everybody can play go bowling as a leisure activity. We could pick up a tennis racket and start hitting it around and say we're playing tennis. But we ain't going out there challenging Andy Roddick no damn soon. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Or we ain't out there entering no just because we ate some 12 wings saying that we ain't going to force our body to not throw up after 50 of them or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that kind of conditioning, that's exertion. Like, that's, you got to train to do that. You can't just go and say, I'm going to eat 50 wings in 2 minutes and think you're going to do it without Earl. But that dude did it, and don't Earl. He got to train his body to do that. Like, that's
right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you got to train your body to withstand that kind of stuff, like, you got to give him props for that.
I don't. I just personally, I don't think it's a sport. You know, he's just eating, you know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that the people who participate in them things on athletes, but I'm just not giving them any props. If you tell me, if you're like, yo, did you play sport when you was younger? I'm like, yeah, man, I play football. Did you play sport? Yeah, I ate hot dogs. You know? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that's not a sport. Get out of here. That's just me, though.
Let me throw a question out there. This is specifically for you, Beast from Gun. And see if you can redeem yourself.
I ate cupcakes.
Nah. So he's from Gun. Is running a 100 meter dash a sport?
No.
Oh, I don't think you heard me. Okay, so if you want to track and field, and you're running a 100 yard dash or a 100 meter dash, whatever you want to call it, is that a sport?
If I'm running 100 meters, no, I'm just running 100 meters, yo.
Somebody else needs to ask them. I don't think you're hearing me. Running is one of the oldest sports. They've been doing that since ancient Rome. I get it.
I mean, it's definitely a great event. I love watching 100. I love watching 200. I love watching a 400. But I just, my idea of a sport is taking what you naturally have. When it comes to, like, it don't matter how fast you are, it don't matter how high you can jump, but you have to use all those tools to try and do something with them. Like, you have to combine your speed, athleticism. You have to, you know what I mean? It can't be just God-given. To me, running, anybody can run. Any two-year-old kid can run, so I don't consider that a sport. Now, if you want to put hurdles in there, when they start throwing hurdles in there, I'm like, yo, that's a sport, because to be able to run and time that and get over that clean – and still be moving at the rate that they moving, what jump? I give them all props in the world, though. But if you're just running, niggas been doing that their whole lives, yo. I've been running away from people since I was 14.
Yo, so you think everybody just has that quick leg turnover to run 100, huh? You just think everybody's
I didn't say everybody can run it fast. I just said anybody can run 100, yo.
And again, so I say my next thing. So you think everybody's coordinated enough to stay in the lane and still run? Because not everybody runs straight, dog. Not everybody has the coordination to do that.
Yeah, if you can't run straight.
Hey, yo, I got mute y'all. Well, I got 10 seconds, man. Great topic, great discussion, great argument. We can finish this up tomorrow, man. Y'all have a good night. Peace.
Yeah.